We got this, Ace. Stay in the truck.
Luke squeezed my hand once before popping his own door and heading into the condemned building.
Stay in the truck, meh meh meh,
I grumbled, sick to death of that phrase. The third man of our three-person eviction team laughed. His chuckle, both raspy and rude, grated on my last nerve.
That's mature. People are gonna think you guys are still married.
Well, those people can suck it. It had been one of the most painless disillusions of marriage in history. We had no children, and our divorce was amicable, with the added bonus of no lawyers to gum up the works of our property management business, Damaged Goods. I flipped down the visor and narrowed my eyes on the man in the back seat in the mirror. Not that it's any of your business. Are you going in with him or not? My companion shrugged.
I don't get what he sees in you.
Yes, well, I don't get what Celeste sees in you, so we're even on that score. My mother's love life had sunk to an all-time low. And the situation was even more awkward because the man she was shtupping rode shotgun for us. Well, he would ride shotgun if he ever got his ass in gear and actually backed Luke up. I turned in my seat. Dude, I have a taser and I'm not afraid to use it.
Keep your pennies on.
John Garrison finally popped the door and hefted his bulk onto the street. I grimaced as his colossal backside disappeared into the same doorway Luke had gone through. Big John was a hillbilly pain in the keister. But I had to face facts. We needed a three-man team. Or in our case, two men and one woman to operate effectively in property management. Tenants lied, tenants got angry and threw things. And if there was one thing John Garrison was good for, it was being a big target. I never thought I'd miss working with my brother-in-law, aka the Dark Prince. There was a rubber band on my wrist, and I snapped it, the same way I did every time I thought about Logan Parker. I'd read in some magazine that negative reinforcement helped break bad habits. So far, the only results of my efforts were a red wrist and a short temper. Removing my cell phone from the car charger, I checked for texts. Three from Celeste, of the "we need to talk" variety. I deleted those. True, my mother and I were on better terms than we had been before the holidays, but I wasn't ready to throw the door open wide on my life for her just yet. There was an offer to meet up for lunch from Marcy Reagan at our favorite tapas bar. I wrote back, "Sounds good." Then thought about it and added, "As long as I don't get covered in anything gross beforehand." The phone dinged a minute later, a reply from Marcy. "You have such a fun job."